Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Can't Beat Raven.
It's tied for 5 a week on Can't Beat Raven. All week, it's contestants that tied Raven with 5 correct answers in the past, so they didn't win the cash, but it's their chance at redemption. All right, $3,000 today. That's the jackpot, thanks to Cricket. With fast and powerful nationwide 5G on all plans, it's no wonder why people who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Patty, you ready to play today?
I'm ready, Anna.
All right, you're the last contestant for Tied for 5 Week. A lot of pressure on you. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Patty.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see. Raven's walking out of here. You know the rules. That door's going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Season 3 of Disney's The Mandalorian premiered on Wednesday. Before finding out Grogu's real name, what do they refer to him as?
Oh, God. Yoda?
Number 2, Michael B. Jordan had to apologize to his mother ahead of his steamy Calvin Klein underwear ad release. Jordan plays the role of Adonis, a.k.a. Donnie, in what recent Rocky spinoff film series?
Creed 3.
Number 3, Disney Plus released its first trailer for its upcoming Peter Pan live-action remake. What is the name of the place that Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, and Captain Hook come from?
Neverland.
Number 4, Brendan Fraser said he almost died while shooting the 1999 film The Mummy. He's been making a resurgence, including winning multiple awards for his portrayal as an unhealthy English teacher. What's the name of that movie?
The Whale.
And number 5, Hugh Jackman says that playing the role of Wolverine has damaged his voice, which makes it difficult for him because he does a lot of Broadway. In what Meredith Wilson play did Hugh Jackman recently star?
Meredith Wilson. Music Man.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to look at the time on that. I'll have to count the seconds. All right, let me bring Raven back in. Come in, Raven.
Yo.
See me waving? Let me count the seconds on that. 1. I'm going to give it to her. 4 out of 5 for Patty.
Wow, okay. 3 grand. Let's see how I do.
Yep. Number 1, Season 3 of Disney's The Mandalorian premiered on Wednesday. Before finding out Grogu's real name, what do they refer to him as?
The Child.
The Child is correct.
Wow.
Number 2, Michael B. Jordan had to apologize to his mother ahead of his steamy Calvin Klein underwear ad release. Jordan plays the role of Adonis, a.k.a. Donnie, in what recent Rocky spinoff film series?
Well, the latest is Creed 3.
Yes. Number 3, Disney Plus released its first trailer for its upcoming Disney Pan live-action remake. What's the name of the place that Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, and Captain Hook come from?
Neverland.
Number 4, Brendan Fraser said he almost died while shooting the 1990 film The Mummy. He's been making a resurgence, including winning awards for his portrayal as an unhealthy English teacher. What movie is that?
The Whale.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
All right, you guys are tied at 4. Oh, gosh. All right, number 5. Hugh Jackman says that playing the role of Wolverine has damaged his voice, making it difficult for him because he does a lot of Broadway. In what Meredith Wilson play did he recently star?
Isn't he in Greatest Showman?
No. The Music Man.
The Music Man.
And that is the second time you've gotten that question wrong.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I'll have to make a mental note of that there so I don't make it 3 times. But.
Well, I'm sorry, Patty. You guys tied at 4 today. That's going to get you another Anna on Raven t-shirt.
Oh, love that shirt, girl.
All right. Thanks, Guy. It's Patty, and I still can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt. $3,100, Anna. Let's go.
And that means it's your chance to play. So if you want to sign up now, head to annaandraven.com. Woo! $3,100 on Monday.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.